Turning now to Bay Area environmental news, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is in the final stages of reviewing a fire management plan covering 1,000 acres in the East Bay from Richmond to San Leandro. The plan would entail cutting down hundreds of thousands of trees and then applying the Roundup pesticide. The plan is highly controversial and cause for heated arguments among environmentalists. The most fierce debate has centered around Claremont Canyon in the Berkeley and Oakland Hills and Strawberry Canyon in the Berkeley Hills. Both are near where the devastating East Bay Hills fire of 1991 began. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Bay Area activist Mara Rivera, who wrote a summary of the issues with links to other reports for Indie Bay.
Mara, could you describe the grant applications for FEMA's fire prevention assistance?
There were four applications filed, two from UC for two different areas, Strawberry Canyon and Claremont Canyon, and one from the city of Oakland for six different areas of theirs, and one from the East Bay Regional Park District in collaboration with the Claremont Canyon Conservancy, who are partly homeowners in that area.
And what do the applications request?
They're mostly for removal of fire-prone vegetation, but most also have plans for revegetation with natives, which are mostly more fire-resistant, some of which will take place with the removal of eucalyptus, etc., further control of invasives, and in some cases, replanting of the native vegetation is planned. This work has been going on for years, by the way, already, some of it with volunteers who have removed eucalyptus trees, shredded them, and spread the chips on the ground as mulch.
And you've been involved in some of this volunteer work yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I've been involved somewhat with the work around the KPFA transmitter on Grizzly Peak in the Oakland Hills.
Could you describe the main points of controversy?
First of all, the cutting down of trees, mostly the eucalyptuses. Some people don't want trees cut. Some are casting this as destruction of an existing landscape by retrograde native plant restoration ideologues, with fire danger just an excuse. And this is the kind of controversy that usually happens when tree cutting is proposed or species controlled. Secondly, the proposed use of herbicides, which are very toxic substances. Some of those who want to remove hazardous vegetation accept the use of these as necessary to controlling the removal of the eucalyptus, preventing resprouting, and controlling the new invasive exotics which will try to colonize these areas. And they accept it because restoration itself is a long, labor-intensive process which can fail. Next, the project has become very politicized with evil motives on the part of FEMA projected, collaboration with the pesticide chemical industry and the UC Board of Regents' involvement with real estate and the Lawrence Nuclear Lab in Strawberry Canyon. And some of this may be true.
In some of the blogosphere's discussion about this, you yourself wrote that, quote, hand removal of the prone trees and brush should be ongoing, the sooner the better, and that if people understood this, we might have ongoing volunteer abatement parties each year, unquote. Now, others in the blogosphere have argued that this kind of community engagement and the conversation and education it inspires is essential to sustain fire prevention, and that it's better than a one-time massive federally managed tree cut and herbicide application. Would you agree with that?
I do think that would be the better way. Poisoning the environment with herbicides is a bad thing.
And that was Bay Area activist Mara Rivera, whose summary of this controversy, UC FEMA East Bay Fire Control Project generates huge reaction, can be read on Indie Bay. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.